Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Listen, all you New Yorkers.
You see?
Taxi.
Okay, now we're looking around.
This is the 77 WABC minicast.
Good morning and welcome to Uncovering the Truth. This is Dr. Maria alongside Rudy Giuliani, and we are sponsored by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Well, you know, I often think about our show doing something a little different, like maybe reviewing a book or a movie or some kind of nice story, because the world is full of such craziness right now.
You found one somewhere?
But so last night, a group of us went to see Napoleon.
We did.
Right here in Hooksett, New Hampshire, at the IMAX Theater.
Nice way to see it, too.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
Nice way to see it.
Do you know, I think it was my first time seeing a movie in IMAX. You actually have to turn your head. The screen is so big in up and down and width-wise. You have to, like, if you want to take in all the detail, I had to turn my head at some points, and I thought, well, does the person to my right think I'm staring at them, you know, because I had to look the right? Now, I didn't hear the best reviews about Napoleon, so I went in with kind of low expectations. What was your thoughts?
I was very, very happy with it. I thought it could be more emphasis on his early history. And his great exploits as one of the greatest generals of all time. But I did think it told the Josephine personal part of the story really well, and the exceptional influence that she had on it, and of course his demise, his defeats at Waterloo and in Moscow. But what you don't really get is this is truly one of the 5 or 10 greatest generals in history. One of the three people really conquer Europe, right?
Yeah, and don't they look
Caesar,
at his
him,
battle plans at West Point?
Studied in military academies everywhere. The law in Europe is based on the Napoleonic Code. The Code of Napoleon is the law of Europe. You don't get that in the movie. He comes across as a somewhat diminished figure who were strange and unusual.
And whiny, a little whiny.
And whiny. So maybe it wasn't that good.
Yeah, maybe now that we're talking
you walk away from it, and you he's a very interesting character, because Joaquin Phoenix makes everybody interesting. But he actually played the Roman Emperor better.
Oh, he was brilliant in that movie.
And he could have played this role differently if they – I think it was a bit of a woke Napoleon. No, you can't make Napoleon. You can't have the complexity of a great man who's an evil man.
Yeah,
both. This is one of the 10 greatest generals in world history. One of the three people that actually conquer Europe with a second rate army. This wasn't the greatest army in Europe at the time. He got defeated against overwhelming numbers at Waterloo. And in Russia, he was defeated like Hitler was by Russia.
Yeah, going into Moscow. It's funny because in the beginning of that war, he actually won a battle at great cost.
Borodino.
Yeah, and but he continued on to Moscow and lost. But I thought, you know, most people, because I'm a history buff, and because I recognize most people don't know history. And especially in America, we don't know a lot about European. I don't think European history.
We don't even know American history.
Yeah, yeah. Taught a lot in grade school. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to do some of the battles that he was really well known for, in that he used such brilliant strategy. But anyways,
they
got
a little across. Remember,
yeah.
Remember the battle. They did a little of Borodino.
Yeah.
Where he did lose a lot of people, but surrounded.
Yeah, the way he did that with the ice.
And did you realize how he was outnumbered at Waterloo, like 4-1?
Yeah.
And he almost won?
Yeah. Well, they don't portray that, though, in the
movie. No, they do get in The only army equal they uses as a number, 120,000, 120,000. That was the UK and him. But then they forget that there are another 300,000 troops that were fighting for the and the best performers at Waterloo were not the English, they were the Germans, the Prussians. Prussians won the Battle of Waterloo because Wellington borrowed one of his tactics. He kept a large division hidden.
Yeah, and then coming after.
And then the Prussians, who maybe were the best warriors on the continent.
Well, I want screenwriters out there to do something with James Madison. Here is one of our founding fathers that I often think was overlooked. And I used to think that about John Adams. And then all of a sudden with the series, HBO series, John Adams, his brilliance
came to light. Well, there's a great biography of him out right now.
Of James
that
Madison.
That could be used. The problem with Madison, and I don't want to say this, Franklin, Adams,
he actually saved
Jefferson,
our nation after it was formed from bankruptcy.
They had colorful lives.
Yeah.
Madison was like a really decent guy.
Yeah.
Married to Dolly all that time.
Yeah. He was like 4 feet tall. I went to his house.
She made the office of First Lady. She made it. I mean, she was the first grand American lady. And used the White House for the first time for real events.
And for real, right.
And remember, and of course, he's the architect, and even as a president, the Monroe Doctrine.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Fought off the did a much better job against the people in the Middle East than Biden, and actually fought them. Established the rule that Jefferson established, no negotiating for hostages. Remember the old rule? Remember the Rosenberg, the old rule about kidnapping, which is you don't negotiate with the FBI doesn't negotiate with kidnappers.
Well, speaking of that,
I had a big kidnapping case as an assistant U.S. attorney. We couldn't get them to negotiate.
Yeah, and what is happening with Americans that are being held hostage by Hamas? There's a lot of hope today that one American will be released, but it's not definitive. But why isn't it all over television of our faces, of our American citizens?
Because we're not a free press. We're a country without a free press. We don't have one. This is as close as you get. John Castamitidis, who was on before us, has the great distinction of owning one of the few stations that's a free station, a free radio station. We don't have a free press.
Yeah, and there's people on this station that, you know, we don't agree with.
Yeah,
and,
but we can tell the truth.
America, right?
Yeah, and they get angry at Sean for that. I sometimes probably even get angry, but then I respect him for it.
Yeah.
It's like I did with Professor Dershowitz. I used to fight with that guy all the time, and then we go to the baseball game
together.
Yeah,
you guys are great friends. Great legal giants, as you're known. So we're here in New Hampshire, and something happened at
Tell them. This is a shock.
Israeli defense building. It's called Elbit Systems of America, and it is the largest defense contractor for Israel, and it's
Tell them where it is.
In Merrimack, New Hampshire, which is...
I didn't want you to say Merrimack, but it's okay.
Okay.
I think a lot of people...
They do a lot for New Hampshire. They employ 650 people. Well, just a few days, about 5 days after the October 7th massacres and brutality that happened in Israel, this little group, the Free Palestinian Action U.S. group, said it was their mission to dismantle Elbit Systems in the Zionist war machine. Well, don't you know, on Monday, they went to this Merrimack facility, smashed windows, which people could have got glass in their eyes.
And who knows what they make in there? Who knows what they do in
whether
there?
Whether it could be flammable.
That something could happen as a result of, throwing things at it and
yep, they went
busting
on
it apart.
The roof. And as they're on the roof, lighting flares, which again could have put that building on fire and risked lives, they were on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying, "We did it. This is real action." Well, there's three people that are kind of heading this. It was a whole group of them, but they're all young women. Sophie Marika Ross is only 22 years old. She's from Massachusetts. Kayla Merritt Walsh, 19, of Cambridge, Mass. Now, this young lady...
Two from Massachusetts invaded New Hampshire?
Has been a darling of the Democrat media press. She was often seen with Senator Warren advocating for far-left radical ideas. And I think both her parents teach at Harvard. And then Bridget Irene Sheragalis, 27, of Connecticut, who is a Disney star, and they are radicalized. They don't, like, I just can't understand their thought process why they love Hamas,
you know, I saw
a terrorist group.
I saw this story first, and I was hesitant to show it to Dr. Maria because she loves her New Hampshire show so much until I realized she was going to actually, it was going to underscore what she's been saying forever.